This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Rain.
Rain?
Yes.
Do you like treasure?
No.
Good. More for me.
106.5 The End.
We need wake-up call listeners for this one, 916-766-1065. Or text us, make sure to include your name, to 73389. What is something you wanted to do during quarantine but didn't get around to it? Or maybe it's something you plan on cutting back on now that we're slowly coming out of quarantine. 916-766-1065. Or you can text us at 73389. You know, right at the beginning of all of this, because all of the gyms closed and we love going to Orange Theory Fitness, I was determined to run every single day. Running, I like to exercise. Running, not very high on my list, but I'll do it. It's tolerable. I put my headphones on and I just get into a zone, and before I know it, I'm done. I was doing pretty well.
You were.
I was going multiple days a week. It was about 4 miles total I was running. I was, you know, getting a little sore in my feet. I even bought new running shoes because of it. And then I gave up because I'm like, this is, you can't keep doing this to yourself.
Well, you could.
But you know,
people do it every day.
But you know, I was getting pretty tired, and then you know,
okay,
we come home from the show, and I'll be like, you know what? Maybe I'll just run later. And then,
right?
Yeah.
And then it was getting too hot. It was like 105,
right.
And I'm like, you know, it's too hot to run. I'm not going to do that. Oh, look, Guy Fieri's on with Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. This seems more appealing to me.
Listen, Rain, don't beat yourself up. Not everybody should run. So there you go.
Okay.
I mean, for me, it's even less sad than that. At the beginning of this, I think like most people with kids, we went and did a Target run before everything went sideways. And we were like, okay, let's get a bunch of like games and puzzles and stuff like that. So what I got for myself was Legos. And I love Legos. Love Legos. Love putting them together. But then I quickly realized after just opening the bag, well, I have a baby that is now mobile, and having little Legos all over the place is probably a terrible idea because you can't finish a big Lego project in one day, and a cat will jump up, and just because they're a-holes, will just push stuff right off the table because they feel like it. So I boxed everything back up, and that's what I found yesterday. 3 Lego boxes that I will get to probably when we get quarantined again in 2 years.
And Legos aren't cheap either.
These were cheap.
Oh, okay.
Define cheap. They were like $40.
Well, I was gonna say like some Lego sets can get like $60 or $80 depending on how many pieces are in it, right? Now I'm not gonna lie, I'm not a Lego expert. I've seen them in the Lego store. That's all I know.
Some are like $300.
Yeah, some Lego kits are like $350, $400.
Yeah. I don't think you guys know this. I decided to create an entire fitness page dedicated, once this all started, to working out at home.
Oh, my
God. Really?
I made a Facebook page. I had my husband make me a website. I got the Instagram handle.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And it was going to be, here's what it was going to be. It was going to be, because you see people like doing crazy workouts on Instagram, but like, that's not everybody's fitness level yet. Plus, you got kids. Maybe you don't have weights. So it's going to be a bunch of different ways of being able to work out at your house. Maybe you don't have gym equipment. Maybe you just want to do, maybe you're just going to do like 15 minutes. I even made a Zoom handle so that we could. Okay.
What was it? What was it? Tell us what it was.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Why?
You have to now. Yeah. You have to.
Quarantine tight.
Did you shoot any workouts or anything? Did you do any of the videos?
I never did one single thing.
Not a single thing.
I did work with a friend. We had some plans. We were gonna do theme weeks.
Oh, wow.
We were gonna do challenges. You know, there'd be a check-in. How's it? A weekly check-in on Zoom.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. 916-766-1065, or you can text us at 73389. Oh. Lauren knows what we're talking about. Lauren, what was something that you put off during this quarantine?
Closet.
Oh,
yes.
Closet.
Especially.
Yes. Did not organize a single closet, do that whole quarantine, KonMari crap. I didn't do any of it.
You know what's really funny about this is that I did get around to organizing my closet, but like all couples, I share it with my wife, who did not. So we've got good closet and bad closet, like, going on at the same time.
I had every intention. I bet so many people had every intention of being like, I'm going to clean out my closet.
916-766-1065, or you can text us at 73389. Sarah from Sacramento, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good, thanks. What is something you plan to do during the quarantine but didn't get around to doing, or maybe something you planned on cutting back on because of the quarantine?
So I bought 11 books, paperback books, when the stay-at-home order was first in place, and I meant to read every single one of them. I have not read a single page of any of these books, and I'm not really sure that I'm ever going to.
You know, I'm going,
so you've just given up on the dream now.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, you know, dream big. It's been replaced with other new dreams, I suppose.
But if you're anything like me, I'll bet you felt so smart the day that you bought those 11 books. I'll bet you either walked out of that store or had it brought out to your car and you were like, 11 books.
That's
I'm a reader.
That's me.
I was so smug.
Evan from The Pocket, good morning.
Hey, guys, good morning.
What is something you planned on doing during the quarantine but you didn't do?
Oh, man. Well, I had every intention of, like, well, if I'm going to be at home, like, I've always wanted to learn some languages. So I was like, this is a great time. I'm in. And, like, I bought Rosetta Stone, spent $200 on a subscription. And so far, my zero, nada. Like, that's the extent of my
Oh, see, nada. There you go.
Oh, nada.
Yeah,
okay.
There you go.
You did learn that one.
Now,
I don't know if it's a $200 word, but
no,
yeah.
It is not. Now, what I love about this is it's already ambitious to say, I'm going to learn a new language. I believe I heard you say languages.
Well, so, like, yeah, I figured, well, okay, there's romance languages. They're similar. Like, I could do this. Like, I've been at home. I've, like, always told myself that I, like, was going to do this and that, you know, I wish I'd paid more attention in high school. And it turns out I actually don't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.